Just leave your doll out here on a tip. Lean back and stay a while out here on a tip.
Fred Crandall here with a welcome to Monitor, the friendly, informative weekend sound at home or away. Sports, music, and one of Hollywood's superstars in this half hour. The last shall be first, as Charlton Heston tells Monitor the vast difference between his on-screen life and the kind of private life he cherishes. Just for openers, Peggy Lee.
If I listen long enough, I'll hear you.
May with a song for my favorite winner. Will everyone here kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way. Watch Lincoln Mercury, we're moving up fast to the head of the class. We're out to pass the others.
Announcing the newest winner at your Mercury dealer, the Dan Gurney Cougar Special. Specially equipped, specially priced for your Mercury dealer's competitive edge sale. You want to be top cap, don't you? Drive the Dan Gurney Cougar.
Cougar's top cap. It's got plenty of scat and cougar eyes that hide by day. Inch for inch, pound for pound, there's no sport car around that beats cougar for pure luxury. Why settle for less? Why not go with the best and drive a winner from Mercury?
Name a hero down through history, and Charlton Heston has probably played him on the screen. Moses, Judah, El Cid, and John the Baptist are just a few of the extraordinary figures he's portrayed. In his latest film, Will Penny, currently playing the nation's theaters, Mr. Heston reverses that trend from playing superheroes and plays instead a 50-year-old, uneducated, illiterate, rough-and-tumble cowboy. Critics call it one of the most realistic and honest Western movies of recent years. Charlton Heston, welcome to Monitor. And since you're easily recognized as one of Hollywood's top celebrities, would you mind telling us your thoughts about notoriety? I mean, well, what's the toughest thing about being a celebrity?
Well, I suppose the obvious thing, the main drawback as well as the main advantage of being a public person is the loss of privacy. Now, you can't... There's no way to slice that. I am always amused by actors in that situation who lament, saying, don't I have any right to a private life? And the obvious answer is, no, you don't. I mean,
yes,
that's what it's all about, Charlie. But it does require a certain shaping of your life. It has advantages as well as disadvantages. You can, after all, get a table in a restaurant and so on, but there are complexities. Mm-hmm. And you do long sometimes for a chance to be anonymous.
One more question, then. What's the best thing about being, as you say, a public person?
I suppose this perhaps doesn't have to do with solely being a public person, but the happiest thing about my life situation is the fact that I have a certain control over what I want to do. I can I can choose.
The right to make choices, yeah.
Yes, the right to make choices.
You've been quoted as saying we don't live in the time of the hero anymore, and that's an interesting quote because you've certainly played some heroic figures and you feel that they're valid people, but do you think this is because heroes are out of date?
I think we live a little bit in the time of the victim. The whole orientation of our time is away from both in terms of what politics, sociology, art, is away from individual responsibility and towards group responsibility. There was never anything significant accomplished in the history of the world by groups.
Mm-hmm.
Individuals have done almost everything worth doing.
You think the reality, then, hasn't changed? It's just that our attitude toward it has.
I think our consciously shaped attitudes have changed.
Well, now, if these attitudes are, as you say, these consciously shaped attitudes are the way they are, what about the... We've always assumed the younger generation needed heroes, examples of some sort. What happens to that?
I don't know that I'm an authority on the younger generation. I think there is no reason to believe that this generation, less or more than any other, does not need heroes. The enormous impact a man like John Kennedy made indicates that man still recognizes the capacities of the extraordinary man.
If I may, let me take you back to acting again, Charlton. Are you critical of yourself in films?
Oh, you have to be. Acting, like any art, is by definition imperfectible. The actor drinks failure every day with his coffee. The only time a performance is perfect is when you conceive it.
Mm-hmm.
There never was a perfect painting. The Sistine Ceiling is flawed. So is the Fifth Symphony. So is Lear and Hamlet. You know, a tree is a perfect work of art, if you like. But we know only who could make that. There never was a flawless building, and certainly there never was a flawless performance of Macbeth or Man for All Seasons or Andrew Jackson. Therefore, the only value of your work for you once you've finished it is to look at it and figure out where you went wrong with it.
I'm curious about one thing. A lot of people have ways, everybody, I guess, finds a way of some sort to get out from under once in a while, get away from the pressure, get away from the noise, whatever. When you want to get out from under picture making, what do?
Perhaps tennis may fulfill that function for me. Tennis is a sport that requires total concentration. And you can lose yourself.
It offers the chance to use a little viciousness on an occasional overhand.
Yes, exactly. Right. You can get rid of a lot of hostility and tension on a tennis court.
Well, I understand you've got a place up in the Michigan woods, too.
I have that and have had it. I spent the first money I made in films buying that place, but that has a wider function than that. It's remarkable. That's pretty country up there. I have 1,200 acres of timber with a lake and a nest with a pair of golden eagles living in it. That's pretty country.
Yes,
we were up there for Christmas.
Raises another interesting point, though. You said the first money you made in films. Do I detect the presence of a place to go run and hide in case everything goes flop?
Well, that might be. You might be right. I was raised in that country, and this land is within 5 miles of where I was raised, and it is valuable to me.
You could always go back and be a farmer or whatever.
That's right. I could go live in a cave.
Right. Charlton Heston, thank you for sharing these few minutes here on Monitor, and we'll be seeing you as the quiet and somewhat unlikely hero in the new movie Will Penny, the thinking man's western.
Ah, thanks very much. It was nice to talk to you.
For a song by Frank Sinatra, followed by sports with Joe Garagiola. Always stay on the Monitor Beacon.
There are two sides to every story, except on WNBC. We give three, the usual two and yours. That's a different story, and you get to tell it on WNBC. You did it during the garbage strike. Keep doing it. Add your voice to the news. Call WNBC and let New York know what you think.
If you heard a strange sound in your car every time you started it up, you'd probably have that noise taken care of before it led to serious trouble. Well, the sound of a cough is not a strange one, but a persistent cough can be a danger signal. If a steady cough has become a way of life for you, better check it out with your doctor. Only he can tell if this is the start of a serious respiratory disease. Make an appointment with your doctor today. Your Tuberculosis and Respiratory Disease Association considers it a matter of life and breath.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
At exactly 19 minutes after the Monitor Hour, here's Frank Sinatra.
Is this the way our romance ends? I got the message when you said we could be friends. My love was true. I can't believe I'm losing you. We played a game of give and take, but I stopped playing when my heart began to break. What can I do? I can't believe I'm losing you. Every little trace of love that's in the heart of me. Every little dream, every little scheme will always be a part of me. There's nothing left to do. We've passed the point of no return, and now it's still too new. I can't believe I'm losing you. It's still I can't believe I'm losing you.
Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company. In 1 minute, a portrait of the legendary Lefty Grove, one of the all-time greats among major league pitchers. First, this from State Farm.
Hello, anybody. Henry Morgan here with a special message. Ladybug, ladybug, fly away home. Your house is on fire. Your children are next door watching it on TV. Aren't you glad that you have a low-cost homeowners policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty Company? And that with that policy comes a friendly State Farm agent who's probably on his way to pitch in on the fast, efficient claim service that's made State Farm number one in homeowners insurance. Henry Morgan to Ladybug. Over and out. Henry Morgan to all you other homeowners. Now that I've told you about the State Farm homeowners policy, the one with rates lower than most, maybe one of you could tell me where a guy who talks to ladybugs can get some much-needed help?
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
And now here's Joe Garagiola.
In every sport, there are the little things that make for victories. But there are also the big things that catch the eye. In golf, for example, the guy who can pitch up close to the pin, or who's a good putter, will win a lot of tournaments. But what catches the eye is the guy who can really whack the ball off the tee. It's the same way with pitchers. The good control, the outstanding curveball, the ability to change speeds, these are all important to a winning pitcher. But the public loves to see that guy who can rear back and fire. A guy who's seen a lot of them is the man in charge of the clubhouse for the New York Yankees, Pete Sheehy. Pete goes back to the days of Babe Ruth. And the other day, he listened to some guys talking about fastball pitchers. And Pete said, "Boys, never forget Lefty Grove when you're talking about pitchers that could throw hard. When he reached back for something extra, he found it. One day in the Yankee Stadium, we were playing Philadelphia, and we come into the last half of the ninth behind the run. Grove is pitching for them. Mark Koenig is the first man up, and he triples. The next three men up for us were only Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, and Bob Musil. Grove threw nine pitches and struck the three of them out. Another day in Philadelphia, he relieved with the bases loaded and nobody out. He wasn't quite as sharp that day. He struck out Ruth, Gehrig, and Tony Lazzari, but it took him 10 pitches. You know, he must have been a lot of fun to hit against on a dark day. This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports.
Now, a word about Union Oil. Busy stop-and-go traffic can jangle your nerves, and it can be tough on your car's engine, too. When the going gets hot because of stop-and-go traffic or fast highway speeds, soothe your engine with the amazing purple motor oil, Super Royal Triton. Super Royal Triton won't thin out under extreme heat. It stays on the job to give your car continuous protection. Super Royal Triton is so good, it exceeds all car manufacturers' recommendations for motor oil. It'll pay you to remember the name. Super Royal Triton. Enjoy sports more with Joe Garagiola weekends on Monitor and weekdays on NBC Radio. A pretty blending of melody and lyrics, as the Anita Kerr Singers do one of their latest numbers. It's called One Day.
If only you knew how long apart.
A thief in Santa Fe, New Mexico, wound up this week with a little bit less than he bargained for. He dashed into a nursing home, grabbed a cigar box from the reception desk, and ran out. And what was in the box? Unpaid bills. But it was unpaid bills that drove the guy to thievery in the first place. Heavy Man and a tune titled, ready? Upa Neguinho. Portuguese. I say that just like I knew what I was talking about, don't I? Well, I do know that Monitor reaches all America on NBC Radio. Serving Flint, Michigan and the entire Saginaw Valley is WFDF. Right after the station break, Monitor returns. Brad Crandall here.
This is Keith Jackson. I'll have all the important automobile racing news for you later today on Monitor as we report from the world of wheels.
What NBC News is to the nation, WNBC News is to New York. Worldwide or citywide, our coverage is complete. For in-depth analysis, comprehensive coverage, and the latest details of New York's news, New Yorkers turn to WNBC.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
Here's Monitor Music and the voice of Tony Bennett. Yesterday, I heard the rain.
Yesterday, I heard the rain whispering your name, asking where you'd gone. It fell softly from the clouds on the silent crowds as I wandered on. Out of doorways, black umbrellas came.
Next on Monitor, Horst Jankowski's orchestra plays Lazy.
Lazy.
And more about a wide variety of current topical personalities and events. Later this half hour, Keith Jackson covers the auto racing scene. About 2 minutes away, world traveler and columnist Bob Considine looks at the elite corps of ghostwriters, political and otherwise. But have you noticed that when the new vaudeville band plays Bonnie and Clyde, they sound like this?
Pull your front door down over your eyes. Check your revolver and hide it. Buckle your belt up and loosen your ties. Now you can Bonnie and Clyde it. Grabbing the sky, you go spinning around. Jump on the beat and then ride it. Whistle the tune as you're mowing them down. Then you can Bonnie and Clyde it. Till you try to dance, you haven't lived a Bonnie and
Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Take it from an old ghostwriter. The species never had it better than right now. With LBJ, Vice President Humphrey, Dick Nixon, Senators Kennedy and McCarthy, Nelson Rockefeller, George Wallace, and Harold Stassen, all making speeches by the bales. I'll be back with something more about that strange breed, the ghostwriters, not the candidates, after this. What does it mean to a working woman to have health insurance that pays? Here's the answer from Mutual of Omaha.
The single working woman. The woman who works to support her children. The woman who works to add to the family income. Can all depend on Mutual of Omaha paycheck protection when sickness or accident interrupts their income. Some women work because they must. Others work because they want their families to enjoy life's many wonderful extras. Whatever your reason for working, Mutual of Omaha can help you protect your paycheck. When sickness or accident disables you and your income stops, Mutual of Omaha Paycheck Protection can pay you a monthly check, just like wages. And it can keep paying, even for life. So, whether you're single or have a family, see your local Mutual of Omaha man for paycheck protection. Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
A busy candidate for the highest office in this land can, indeed must, make half a dozen speeches a day. He needs fresh material for each talk, new ways of condemning his opponents and their policies, new fuel for his inner fires. He doesn't have the time to write the stuff himself, nor perhaps even the talent. So he goes out and hires the best available ghostwriter, as Nelson Rockefeller did recently when he added Emmett John Hughes of Newsweek magazine to his staff. Some of the candidates keep three or four spooks busy at typewriters, turning out the golden pear-shaped words to be aimed later at a waiting audience. It's quite a calling, putting words in men's mouths and filling voids in their imaginations. I know, really. I wrote a speech for Herbert Hoover once upon a time. His verbal attack on the Soviet Union for invading Finland. Sounded great, at least to me. I wrote a number of books for personalities who sold their life stories or certain adventures to a publisher or to a movie firm before a word was written, and then were forced to find somebody to put the little words on the pages. One book was about a famous general, fresh home from World War II. In the confusion of publication day, he sent me an autographed copy of the book that bore his name, and I'd written every word of it. Affectionately inscribed book, incidentally. The inscription read, "To my friend the Ghost." And the general spelled it G-O-S-T. Presidents Truman and Eisenhower were particularly hard on their ghostwriters. Each was impatient to get on with the message, and thus found it almost impossible to stop and await for this or that point to be applauded. They'd plunge right into the next thought, which might be half drowned out by the applause or cheers which the previous thought had evoked. There was a bumbling New York mayor many years ago who not only never wrote his own speeches, but wouldn't even read them until he delivered them. One night, while speaking to a big Tammany gathering, his honor turned a page of his speech and read, "All of which reminds me of the story of Pat and Mike." And then his voice trailed off, and he was silently and completely absorbed in the joke, and suddenly burst out laughing, looked up startled, and went on with the speech. He'd never heard the joke before. I guess the best advice ever given to a ghostwriter was that which the late Jimmy Fox, the baseball slugger, gave to a Philadelphia sports writer who had been given the job of writing some World Series stories under Jimmy's byline. "Any ideas on what you want to say, Jim?" the writer asked. "Nope," Fox answered. "Just don't hurt nobody." But that philosophy, of course, does not apply to the political ghostwriter. He's out to moiter the other guy in words that his man can pronounce. This is Bob Considine for Monitor, and now this final word from Mutual of Omaha. What does it mean to have health insurance that pays? Here's what Arlene Ayers of Washington, D.C. told us.
"I was only 29, but suddenly I found myself bedridden for 3 months and no company paycheck coming in. But Mutual of Omaha kept paying me even when I was home from the hospital. Without it, a lot of my plans would have gone down the drain."
Learn how it can pay you to have health insurance that pays. Call your local Mutual of Omaha man. There's only one Mutual of Omaha. The company that pays.
Listen next weekend when On the Line with Bob Considine will again be brought to you by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Loving you has made me bananas.
Oh, you burnt your finger that evening while my back was turned. I asked the waiter for I dined, but I dined all alone. Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had a ship that had blues. Loving you has made me bananas.
Instant nostalgia for the old radio dance band remote broadcast, courtesy of Guy Marks. I hate to complain, fellas, but you know I think they swipe my song. A pause of 6 seconds now while we switch to Los Angeles for Monitor's auto racing feature, World of Wheels with Keith Jackson. Hello, everybody. Keith Jackson with Wynn's World of Wheels, brought to you by Wynn's famous friction proofing, Wynn's new charge, and the thousands of dealers who feature the entire family of Wynn's products that keep your car going strong. Two major races on today's schedule, one of them Trenton, New Jersey, the Trenton 150, final race in the USAC Championship Series before the 500 at Indianapolis. The names were there. Let's get the story.
Keith, the names were here today, and one of the big ones took it in a walk. Bobby Unser of Albuquerque, New Mexico, made it look easy as he powered his turbocharged Ford Eagle around the one-mile oval at an average speed of 103.397 miles per hour to win the last of the intro races to the big one at Indianapolis. Bobby had no problems either with his car or the competition, ran the entire race without a pit stop. I asked him in the winner's circle if he liked winning a trouble-free race.
No, I'm always suspicious they aren't going too good, and it just means that my mechanics, myself, has to work a little bit harder to keep things going that way, because when things are up, it's hard to keep them up. It's awfully easy to go down.
Mario Andretti, Nazareth, Pennsylvania, second. Third, Wally Dellenbach, East Brunswick, New Jersey. And fourth, Gordon Johncock of Hastings, Michigan. 1967 National USAC champ A.J. Foyt out early with mechanical trouble. As were a lot of the boys today, only eight cars managed to go the distance. Next stop, Indy. For World of Wheels, this is Mark Howard.
And we'll keep you up to date as the big boys move into Indy. NASCAR Grand National Racing for late model stock cars, North Wilkesboro, North Carolina. Here we go to the Carolinas for that story.
Well, Keith, at the North Wilkesboro Speedway today at the Gwynne Staley 400, a real fine crowd saw David Pearson come across for the checkered flag with just seven cylinders going in his Ford Torino. With about 10 laps to go, the guy who had about almost a lap lead, Leroy Yarbrough, blew an engine, went into the wall, and that was all for him today. A lot of cars had problems. Among the leaders that had problems was Richard Petty earlier in the race and Bobby Allison. Both of those boys had engine problems and went out of the race. A real fine victory for David Pearson of Spartanburg, South Carolina, driving a 68 Ford. He was followed in second place by Bobby Isaac of Catawba, North Carolina, driving a Dodge, and then Buddy Baker of Charlotte, North Carolina, in another Dodge Charger. This is Hal Hamrick reporting for World of Wheels.
Well, today was the day that David Pearson will not forget. Today he won the 1968 Gwynne Staley 400. Of course, he had a lot going for him, like a top-notch crew and a car that would not quit. And he had something else, too, something almost all NASCAR drivers depend on. Wynn's radiator stop leak. When you're driving in a race like the Gwynne Staley 400, the last thing you want to have to worry about is your car's cooling system. That's why top NASCAR drivers use Wynn's radiator stop leak. There's always the chance of a pressure leak. And at speeds at well over 100 miles an hour, the smallest object thrown up off the track can cause a leak. But Wynn's radiator stop leak stops trouble before it starts. It seals leaks and cracks in radiators and blocks, stops head gasket seepage, reduces rust and scale. Wynn's radiator stop leak protects your car's entire cooling system. It worked today for David Pearson. It will work for you. At the Riverside Raceway in Southern California next weekend, the exotic Group 7 machines will be running in the second of the U.S. Road Racing Circuit schedule, and in the field, driving a new Lola Mark III B will be a 45-year-old driver who just joined the pro ranks. Bill Young, quitting as an amateur after 11 years, but I was curious how Bill Young got his late start in racing.
Started by my acquiring a little MG TD about 12, 13 years ago, and I enjoyed driving on the street, and like most race drivers and observing fellows on the track, I felt, well, you know, I think I can do as well as that guy. About 4 years later, after I won my first race, it took me 4 years to find out that it really isn't that easy, but the sport is so great that you easily become involved with it.
Well, certainly a man has to consider the risks, Bill, that mount as the speeds do.
There are considered risks, and we have to think of those, but they aren't that great. Particularly here in the United States, the race courses in the last few years, like Riverside Raceway out here, spent a considerable amount of money making the course not only safer for the drivers, but for the spectators. And there isn't that much concern any longer.
Now, you're driving a new car for Chuck Jones. How many races do you plan, and what do you estimate the cost per race?
This year, we'll probably run around 18 races throughout the year. Cost-wise, in a Group 7 car like this, it'll average us out around $3,000 a race.
And Bill Young will get baptized deep first time out as a pro, for most of the top road racers in the world will be there. And that wraps it for this edition of Wynn's World of Wheels, brought to you by Wynn's Famous Friction Proofing, Wynn's New Charge, and the entire family of Wynn's products that keep your car going strong. Ask for them by name wherever you get gas or service. This is Keith Jackson in Los Angeles, reporting for Monitor Sports.
World of Wheels is heard every Saturday and Sunday evening. Also hear Monitor's other auto racing features, Sport of Speed, later this evening. Thank you.
Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass and a new one of theirs titled Panama. Time to check the latest world and national developments with NBC Monitor News on the Hour. It's coming up next, so stay tuned. This is Brad Crandall.
Don't go away, there's more to come. More to interest everyone. Just stay tuned.